You're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Trump held a cabinet meeting at the White House where his cabinet leaders praised him for his early moves on trade, inflation, and immigration. Here's NPR's Mara Liasson.
In addition to most of the president's cabinet secretaries, Elon Musk also had a seat at the table, and cabinet secretaries praised him for his efforts to shrink the size of the federal government, laying off tens of thousands of federal workers. And Homeland Security Director Kristi Noem told the president that she will soon be traveling to El Salvador to visit the Supermax prison that now holds hundreds of alleged Venezuelan gang members deported by the U.S. She said the deportation sent a clear message to other would-be migrants.
If you are thinking about coming to America illegally and coming here, don't do it. You are not welcome.
Those deportations are currently being challenged in court. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
The White House says it's investigating after The Atlantic's editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg reported that he was mistakenly included in a text group chat about U.S. military plans to bomb Houthi targets in Yemen over a week ago. National Security Council spokesman says the administration's reviewing how an inadvertent number was added to the text chain. More than 100,000 Israelis took to the streets in protests across the country over the weekend, according to event organizers. They protested a return to war against Hamas in Gaza, calling for talks to continue that would lead to a deal to release the remaining hostages held there. NPR's Kat Lonsdorf reports more protests are expected throughout the week.
Protesters are demanding a deal between Israel and Hamas that would allow for the immediate release of all the hostages and another ceasefire in Gaza. If an agreement isn't reached, it is murder for the hostages, protesters chanted in Tel Aviv. Many feel the return to war has forsaken the remaining hostages to die in Gaza. Israelis are also protesting what they say is the threat to their democracy, as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has renewed his push for overhauling the judicial system, while also pushing to continue the war in order to appease far-right members of his government. Polls show a majority of Israelis are against the resumption of the war in Gaza. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Stocks rallied today on hopes that fallout from the president's trade war may not be as damaging as feared. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
Concerns about tariffs and retaliation from U.S. trading partners have been a drag on the stock market in recent weeks, but investors now hope the White House might take a more targeted. Our Treasury Secretary has said countries that open their own markets to U.S. exports could be spared in the trade war. A key sign could come next week when the president's promised to unveil additional tariff plans. Trump still sees tariffs as a useful tool, even if they raise costs for domestic consumers and invite a hostile response from other countries.
That's NPR Scott Horsley. It's NPR News. President Trump's promoted his personal attorney to a senior role at the Justice Department. Alina Hobb has been named interim U.S. attorney for New Jersey, her home state. On Truth Social, Trump says Hobb will succeed John Giordano, who has been named as ambassador to Namibia. Each spring, the sky comes alive near the tiny town of Shoto, Montana. Huge flocks of migrating geese, swans, and other birds swoop in for a rest on their long migration to summer in the Arctic Circle. Montana Public Radio's Ellis Julin takes us there for the annual Wild Wings Festival.
Just before sunrise, hundreds of people stand in reverent silence on the windy shores of Freeze Out Lake. The air is filled with the squawking of birds. As the sun creeps along the horizon line, it throws pale hues of orange and pink. The white birds look like washed-out flamingos for just a moment, before the color extends onto the snow of Rocky Mountain peaks in the distance. Lisa Hudnut, a retired local teacher, watches in awe as the birds suddenly begin to take flight.
Does it ever get old?
No, it never gets old.
The flock undulates overhead, rising rapidly and growing quieter as it does. For the next few weeks, the birds will outnumber the people in this entire county. For NPR News, I'm Ellis Ju Lin in Shodo, Montana.
U.S. stocks end the day higher. The Dow closed up nearly 600 points or 1.4% to settle at 42,583. The Nasdaq closed up more than 2%. The S&P was up more than 1.5%. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Cigna Healthcare, a health benefits provider that advocates for better health through every stage of life. Learn more at Cigna.com. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the National Weather Service in Anchorage, Alaska, for the morning of Monday, March 24th, 2025, here is your coastal waters forecast. Synopsis for Southwest Alaska. The front of a 986 millibar Kamchatka low progresses across the Bering Sea and Aleutian Chain through Tuesday afternoon, then dissipates Wednesday morning over Nikolsky. Weather Zone 752, Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy. Small craft advisory through Tuesday. Today and tonight, northwest wind, 30 knots, seas 3 feet, freezing spray. Tuesday, northwest wind, 25 knots, seas 3 feet, freezing spray. Weather Zone 754, Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarachev. Gale warning through tonight. Today and tonight, northwest wind, 35 knots, seas 5 feet, freezing spray. Tuesday, north wind, 30 knots, seas 4 feet, freezing spray. Weather Zone 756, Port Hyden to Nelson Lagoon. Small craft advisory through Tuesday. Today, tonight, and Tuesday, freezing spray. Today, northwest wind, 30 knots, seas 10 feet. Tonight, northwest wind, 25 knots, seas 9 feet. Tuesday, northwest wind, 20 knots, seas 8 feet. Weather Zone 758, Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarachev. Small craft advisory through Tuesday. Today, tonight, and Tuesday, freezing spray. Today, northwest wind, 30 knots, seas 10 feet, snow showers. Tonight, north wind, 25 knots, seas 10 feet. Tuesday, north wind, 20 knots, seas 8 feet. Here is your local weather forecast covering the entire Alaska Peninsula. Weather Zone 781. Today, a chance of snow showers, mainly before 10 a.m. Partly sunny, with a high near 24. Northwest wind, 35 to 40 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation, 30%. Tonight, isolated snow showers before 10 p.m., mostly cloudy, with a low around 20. Northwest wind, around 35 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation, 20%. Tuesday, mostly sunny, with a high near 28. Northwest wind, 25 to 30 miles per hour. Here are today's tides for Sand Point on Popoff Island. High tide, 10:14 a.m., 6 feet, 2 inches. Low tide, 6:07 p.m., 0 feet, 5 inches. High tide, 1:08 a.m., tomorrow, 5 feet, 4 inches. Sunrise, 8:32 a.m., sunset, 9:04 p.m., 12 hours, 32 minutes of daylight. For KSDP and KAEB, this is Virgil. Thank you for listening.
Learn to love me, assemble the way. Today, tomorrow, and always. My only weakness is a list of crimes. My only weakness is, well, never mind, never mind. Shoplifters of the world, unite and take over. Shoplifters of the world, hand it over. Me and assemble the ways. Now, today, tomorrow, and always. My only weakness is a listed crime. But last night the plans for a future war was all I saw on Channel 4. Shoplifters of the world, unite and take over. Shoplifters of the world, hand it over, hand it over. Shoplifters of the world, hand it over, hand it over.
national pleasures of the world. Unite and take over. Shoplifters of the world. Hand it over, hand it over, hand it over.
just let you walk away. Just let you leave without a trace. When I stand here taking every breath with you, ooh, you're the only one who really knew me at all. How can you just walk away from me when all I can do is watch you leave? 'Cause we shared the laughter and the pain, and even shared the tears.
fish I ate for dinner. It was good while it lasted. I should have fasted. I almost had it yesterday. A song tied up my ankles. Couldn't walk, couldn't wiggle, till you came along. Untied the song and let its long golden fingers grasp the wind. It was good while it lasted. It was good while it lasted.
Thank you. on the back of your neck.
The Yunga Tribal Council is a proud sponsor of KSDP and Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting. Thank you for your support.
Home of the best music in the Aleutian Islands. You're listening to 830 AM KSDP.
guts. You wanna make love or what?
Oh, no, no.
I won't take you to my cage. Lock you up and hide the key.
Oh, no, no.
That's it. Hold on.